Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called Habits of Happiness. In this series, Pastor Rick dives into the book of Philippians and shows you how to develop the daily habits that will make you a happy person. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a brand new resource called the Habits of Happiness Guided Experience Book. This Bible study tool will help you develop the biblical skills you need to be happy no matter what circumstances you face. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or just text the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Grow Healthy Relationships.
Number three, here's the third habit, Paul says, and it's in the next verse. I must expect the best from people in my life. I must expect the best. Now, these things are so simple for me to teach you, but they are so hard to turn into habits. We don't normally expect the best from the people around us. We expect the worst. We expect them to let us down because we have a track record. Now, he's saying you want to make a habit of believing in people rather than criticizing them. Expect the best. Philippians 1 and then verse 6 is the next verse. He says this, I am confident of this, that God, who began a good work in you, will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Now, circle the word confident. I am confident of this, that God who began the good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I'm expecting the best from the people in my life. Now, Paul is a pro at bringing out the best in people. And I want to teach you how to do it right now. There are three things that you do to bring out the best in people. And Paul does all three of them in this verse. He says, here's how I bring out the best in people. Number one, you just write this down, he believed in people. He believed in people. He says, I am confident. And he gave them confidence. Do you give the people in your life confidence or do you tear them down? Do you build them up or do you tear them down? Do you give the people in your life confidence? In the last series, I gave you an illustration about what a good parent does when a child stumbles. Do you remember I said, if a child is running a race and you're at the track watching them run a race at school, and all of a sudden they really mess up and they stumble and they fall flat on their face and they embarrass themselves and you're in the stand as a parent, what do you do? You don't get up and say, oh, I'm so embarrassed, I'm leaving. You know, how pathetic you are. A bad parent would do that. But what does a good parent do? A good parent stands up and yells even more. You can do this. Get up. I believe in you. I know you can do it. Come on. Come on. Get up. I know you can. This is just a minor thing. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about anybody else. Just keep on running. That's what God does with you when you stumble. That's what God wants you to do with people in your life when they stumble. That's what it means to be like Jesus. Paul says, I believe in people. I give them confidence. I help them grow. I am confident that what God has started in your life, he's going to continue to do. You see, we all need people to believe in us because it's how we change. You can't change unless somebody believes in you and you believe in yourself. Acceptance always precedes transformation. That's why I always say, you know, don't tell it like it is. Tell it like it could be. Sometimes, you know, I train pastors in preaching. And sometimes pastors say, well, I just tell it like it is. I say, well, okay, but that doesn't change anybody. Tell it like it could be is preaching for faith. I could get up here and say, you know, you're all not doing a good job. And I could tell you all the areas you're not doing a good job in. Well, what would it do? Just make you defensive. It wouldn't change you one bit. And next week you go, oh, let's go back and have Rick whip us some more. Some people actually are spiritual masochists. Oh, pastor, that's such a great sermon. It made me feel so bad. I'm going, what? No, that's not it. Nobody changes by nagging. Doesn't happen in the pulpit or anywhere else. So don't tell it like it is. Tell it like it could be. If I help draw a picture, say, this is what you could become. This is what you could be with God's power in your life. Then you get excited. Paul says, I'm confident. I believe in you. The second thing he did is he gave people vision. And the vision was, you're going to keep growing. God's not going to, what God starts, he finishes. He's not going to leave you halfway out there. He gave people vision. He painted a picture of the future. Now, why is that important? Because study after study after study shows that we tend to live up to the expectations of other people. When people expect the best of you, you tend to do better. When teachers expect the best of their students, they always perform better than teachers who don't expect the best from their students. That has been proven over and over again in studies. That we tend to become what we believe the most important people in our lives think about us. So Paul says, I expect the best from people. I believe in people. I give people vision. And the third thing, this is really important. You write this down from this verse. He was patient with people's progress. I am confident that what God's began in you, he's going to keep on and he's going to carry it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. He was patient with people's progress. Now, why is that so important to your happiness? I'll tell you why. If you insist on perfection in people, you're going to be miserable the rest of your life. Because there's nobody perfect, especially you. And if you're always expecting perfection in people before you can enjoy them, then you're never going to be happy because nobody's perfect. Paul says, I am patient with people's progress. Now, let me give you a little happiness hint on this one. You write this one down. If you want to really be happy in your relationships, if you want to have happier relationships, healthier relationships, celebrate how far people have come rather than judging them for how much they still have to go. Celebrate people for how far they've come rather than judging how far they still have to go. You got to be patient with people's progress. When my kids were little, they would draw me pictures and they would bring it to me and they'd say, what do you think of this, Daddy? And I would say, that's perfect, Amy. That's perfect, Josh. That's perfect, Matthew. It looks great. And when I said that perfect, did I mean it was a Picasso? No, it was perfect for that stage in their life. God doesn't wait until you're mature for him to start loving you. So you shouldn't do that with others either. You got to love them warts and all. You got to be patient with their progress. Now, what is the key to patience? How do I celebrate how far people have come rather than judging how far they still have to go? The key to patience is love. And Paul says in the next verse, verse 7, it is right for me to feel this way. In other words, I expect the best from you. It's right for me to feel this way about you since I have you in my heart. Circle that phrase, in my heart. This is a real key to happiness, and it's a real key to healthy relationships. You got to have people in your heart. You know what I've discovered? If people aren't on my heart, they're on my nerves. And if I want to get them off my nerves, I got to get them on my heart. If I'm praying for somebody, they just don't bug me as much. They just don't bother me as much. If they're on my heart, they're not on my nerves. But if I'm not praying for them, I get perturbed by them pretty easily. He says, I have you in my heart. You see, so many of the relationship problems that you have over and over and over, is because we all tend to react with our head, not with our heart. And that's the wrong place to go in relationships. That's, you know, somebody comes to you, let's say, men, let me talk to the men for a minute. Your wife comes to you and says, honey, this really frightens me, or this really worries me, this thing really concerns me. And you react, not with your heart, you react with your head and go, well, that's not logical, that's dumb, you shouldn't feel that way. Well, that was helpful. Did that really build a bridge? No. No, it didn't at all, because you're reacting with your head rather than with your heart. When people say, and you've had people say this to you before, you just don't understand. You just don't understand. You just don't understand. They're not really talking about understanding. What they're really saying is, you don't feel my pain. You don't feel what I'm feeling. It has nothing to do with understanding. It has everything to do with empathy. You're not sympathetic. You're not empathetic. You don't care. You're not feeling my feelings. And they say, you don't understand. We try to logic it out. And say, well, let me understand. No, it's not logic. It's feelings. And feelings are just feelings. They're not right or wrong. They're just feelings. And what they're saying is, you don't feel it. And so when Paul says, I have you on my heart, loving from the heart begins with understanding. And it means you know why they tick, you know how they tick, and you don't judge them for ticking that way. You just listen, and you accept, and you listen, and you understand moods, and you respond accordingly. And that leads us to the fourth big habit. And this one is the granddaddy of them all. And Paul says, this is the fourth secret. I must love people in my life like Jesus does. I must love people in my life like Jesus does. I must be grateful for the people in life. I must pray for the people in my life with joy. I must expect the best from the people in my life, and I must love people in my life like Jesus does. Now, again, I told you, it's easy for me to teach it. It's incredibly hard for you to do this because you're not Jesus. And we tend to be self-centered. We tend to look at our own needs and all of the things that have happened in our life. But I've got to love people like Jesus does.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you are enjoying learning about the habits of happiness and want to go deeper into this study with Pastor Rick, I have some great news for you. Pastor Rick's brand new Habits of Happiness guided experience book is available to you right now. In this guided experience, you will learn the biblical habits of happiness and begin seeing things from God's perspective. This interactive, full-color, hardcover book is filled with biblical truths, practical lessons, and application exercises. It's a comprehensive study tool that will help you grow spiritually. The Habits of Happiness guided experience is available only through Daily Hope, and quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Call 800-600-5004, that's 800-600-5004, to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or visit PastorRick.com, that's PastorRick.com, with two R's in the middle. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Did you know that you were made for a mission? God gave you unique talents, unique abilities, unique experiences so that you can help other people in your personal life mission. If you want to learn how to share the hope of Jesus Christ while tackling some of the biggest needs in today's society, I want to invite you to join me at our very first Made for Mission Conference. Conference is going to be held October 1 to 3 here at Saddleback Church at our Lake Forest, California campus. And at this conference, I'm going to help you figure out what God shaped you to do and discover your personal life mission. You're going to walk away with real skills to start making an impact with your life wherever you live. Now, if you'd like to get information on this conference, go to madeformission.church. That's madeformission.church. And you'll find all the information you need about this exciting conference. I'll see you there.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Verse 8, here's the fourth thing Paul says about relational habits. God is my witness that I tell the truth when I say that my deep love for you all, comes from the heart of Christ Jesus himself. I love this verse so much because I identify with it. You see, Paul started the Philippian church. He was the first member. He was the first pastor. And so I identify with how he felt about this church as I do about you. I want you to know that I am grateful for you, just like Paul was. I want you to know that I pray for you with joy. I want you to know that I believe in you. I have confidence in you. And I want you to know that it is an honor to serve you. 1 John 3:16 says this. This is how we know what real love is. Christ gave his life for us. So then we ought to give our lives for who? For others. Now, what is that reference again? Look at it. What is it? It's 1 John 3:16. Does that remind you of any other verse? John 3:16. Same guy wrote both. You know what the problem with relationships is today? People who know John 3:16 ignore 1 John 3:16. We all know John 3:16. Most of you could quote it. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the way to salvation. It's the way to have past forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven. God says, I sent my son. That's how much I love you. And we're all grateful for God's love for us, John 3:16. But we want to ignore 1 John 3:16. It says, and this is real love. God gave his life for us. He gave his son for us. And we must do the same thing. If we would do that, we would not have any relational problems. Because we wouldn't be thinking about ourselves. We'd be thinking about other people. Let's bow our heads. Which of these four habits do you need to work on? Who do you need to be more grateful for? Who in your life have you taken for granted? Who have you failed to appreciate? Who have you, because of their faults or flaws, you have not been grateful for them? That's the first habit of happiness. Be grateful for the people in my life. Number two, are you praying for the people in your life? And are you praying with joy? Or are you praying with complaining? God, fix that person. Are you praying with joy? I'm going to encourage you to make a prayer list and write down some names and pray the four things that Paul prayed, that people will grow in love, that they will make wise choices, that they'll live with integrity, that they'll become like Jesus. Let me ask you this. Are you patient with the progress of the people in your life? Or do you demand perfection? It's never good enough. So I said, if people have to be perfect for you to enjoy them, you're never going to enjoy them. And number four, who do you need to start loving from the heart rather than from the head? Now, in this series, we're going to talk about the habits of happiness. Desire will get you started, but the habits will keep you going. So I want you to first make a commitment to be a part of this series. And why don't you in your heart right now say, God, I really do want to be happy, and I want to learn the habits of happiness. And I commit to being a part and not missing any of this series, that I may learn the habits of happiness. If you've never invited Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. I don't understand it all, but I want to get to know you and I want to learn to love you back. And then, dear God, I ask you to give me the power to be grateful for the people in my life. Help me to remember the best and forget the rest. And on those bad relationships, help me to start praying for them and pray with joy. Pray that they grow in love and that they live with integrity, that they become like Jesus. Dear God, I want you to help me develop the habit of expecting the best from the people in my life rather than criticizing the worst. Help me to believe in people. Help me to be confident and build confidence. Help me to be patient with people's progress. Help me to recognize how far people have come, not how far they still have to go. And dear God, help me to have love in my heart and to love people not from the head. Men, you guys who are married, say, God, help me to love my wife from my heart, not from my head. And help me to love people in my life like Jesus does, that I would be willing to lay down my life in sacrifice or in service. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. If you're enjoying learning about the habits of happiness and want to go deeper in this study with Pastor Rick, I have some great news for you. Pastor Rick's brand new Habits of Happiness Guided Experience book is available to you right now. In this guided experience, you will learn the biblical habits of happiness and begin seeing things from God's perspective. This interactive, full-color hardcover book is filled with biblical truths, practical lessons, and application exercises. It's a comprehensive study tool that will help you grow spiritually. The Habits of Happiness Guided Experience is available only through Daily Hope, and quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Call 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And remember, when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to introduce you to Allison. She recently wrote me to tell how God had saved her from a life of prostitution and used Daily Hope to help her grow as a young Christian. Here's what she wrote. I grew up in an atheist family, and I was taught that people who believe in God are crazy, stupid, and brainwashed. I ended up being a hardcore drug addict for 15 years, and to pay for my habit, I sold my body on the street, and I was homeless. But I found a Bible in a hotel room where I was working, and the Lord radically saved me through His Word. Then an amazing church family embraced me fully and helped me to grow in the Lord. One day, Pastor Rick, I came across your TED Talk on the internet, and I was blown away. So I looked up your website, and I downloaded the Daily Hope app. And I started listening to your sermons every single morning. I then bought the book, A Purpose-Driven Life, on audible.com. I've enjoyed it immensely. I am so blessed to give a monthly donation so you can share your message all over the world. Your Daily Hope messages have meant so much to me in the past year, and I'm just an infant in Christ. I appreciate all the encouragement that I get from listening to you. Thank you, Pastor Rick. You know, Allison, I can't thank you enough for writing to me and sharing your story. We live to get these letters, and it's so exciting to hear stories from people like you who have been radically touched and transformed by the message of hope through Daily Hope. And I appreciate you giving a monthly donation. Thank you for your prayers for this ministry, that we can pass this good news of hope on to others. I just want you to know that I'm going to be praying that God continues to use you in the lives of other people and to use Daily Hope to help you grow more like Jesus. God bless you, Allison.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.